It's time to escape the cage. I'm your host, Rotten Ronnie, here with my tag team partner, the M-A-double-D, Mad Matt.
Here we go. Another episode 14. Real quick, a little house cleaning before we get started. Find us, escapethecageradio.com, Twitter, at escapethecage31. Email us, escapethecageradio@gmail. We're also on SoundCloud, YouTube, and we got a very exciting show for you guys today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. Almost forgot about Blog Talk.
Yep.
Big announcement. Also, we have 90, I think up by almost 20. We have 96 followers now on Twitter.
We're working it, man. We're getting there.
Yeah.
You know, so, we're doing it.
That's pretty cool. We got a lot of exciting things for you guys today. So
yeah, we're going to get right into it, man. One of the things, like, you know, we were saying is that out of this show, you're going to get some real, you know, honest information. You're either going to get opinion, which you'll know is opinion, or you're going to get fact, which you'll know is fact. And unlike some of the other websites and shows that try to charge you for subscriptions and try to charge you for information, you're not going to get that here.
And they're boring and not even half as entertaining, so.
And they seem to lie.
Yeah. Speaking of liars, Dave Meltzer.
Yeah.
Liar. Big time.
That's kind of what got this brought up. We noticed that Dave Meltzer had reported, here's the article, I'll go ahead and read it to you real quick. Despite reports that Sasha Banks is expected to compete for the Women's Championship at SummerSlam this year, it sounds like Vince McMahon isn't her biggest fan. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter reports that Banks is getting a reputation within WWE management for being injury prone. Meltzer says that Vince has told officials on numerous occasions that he believes she knows only one speed in the ring, All Out. Months ago, Vince was reportedly comparing Banks to Daniel Bryan to company management. Bryan's career was cut short at the age of 34 due to numerous concussions. Banks returned to in-ring action over the weekend to WWE live events after reportedly suffering a concussion at the May 15th house show at Charlottesville. Meltzer sticks by his original report that her injury was significant concussion, which happened after a freak accident where referee Derek Moore accidentally hit Sasha with a knee to the head.
It was the referee's fault. It wasn't even anything she did.
Yeah, it was the referee's fault. He accidentally kneed her in the head. But what Dave, see, this is a good example of, and we actually had a good description of this before we had to shut it off, but we'll kind of recap, is that Dave Meltzer was one of the original guys to start the idea of a dirt sheet back in the early 80s, and it's evolved from there. And there's been a question on, and nowadays Dave Meltzer probably does have legitimate inside or former wrestling sources that he can talk to. I know that Jim Ross will have him on his show. Ric Flair will have him on his show. So he obviously is somewhat, I don't use the word respected, but
he's known.
Known in the wrestling world and used as a source for wrestlers and things at times. But this is a good example of what he's able to do. He's able to look at wrestling and the wrestling world with a certain eye that only a few people are able to do. Myself and Mad Matt here are fortunate enough to be able to look at wrestling with that same eye. And so we can spot these kinds of things. What he's basically doing is he's able to look at wrestling and kind of have an idea of how it's going to play out. And what he'll do is he's basing this report off Sasha Banks being injury prone because she didn't have a big return. Because she hasn't been seen on TV since WrestleMania. And he's thinking that if they were going to have something big planned for her, that they would have had her return at like a Raw or even a SmackDown or a pay-per-view or do a run-in or something along those lines. He feels that because she returned at a house show and wrestled on main event, that she's not getting a push. That's not the case at all.
Not the case at all. I mean, literally, she just came back from a concussion.
Yeah, and they're working her back into the ring.
Yeah, you got to have her a couple matches on main event. And then, I mean, once, you know, there's something ready for her, she's going to be good to go.
Yeah.
They still have plenty of time to set something up for SummerSlam. She could come back. SummerSlam's in what, August?
Yeah.
She can come back in July.
Exactly.
All you need is like a month buildup.
Totally.
That's it.
And they've got Charlotte working a program with, I believe, Becky Lynch going to be coming up. Becky Lynch, and then she's working with Dana Brooke and things like that. So really what it'll do is is Charlotte will have a solid feud probably with Becky Lynch now that she's kicked Ric Flair to the curb. And then her big feud leading into SummerSlam will be with Sasha Banks.
I'm going to call this right now, and we'll see if I'm right. Monday after Money in the Bank, Sasha's going to do something with Charlotte.
Okay. Yeah, I totally see that. Or maybe even doing something at Money.
Yeah,
that's a great prediction. You know what I mean? And we'll see how it goes. But yeah, we just wanted to kind of touch on that and kind of see that, you know, some of the guys out there aren't always correct. And some of the guys out there, because they've been around
pretty bad last week. So
we did. And, you know what it is? And a part of it does come, and I'll even admit this, I guess, from a form of jealousy in the sense that like this dude, I mean, he got like full front row seats at, like, you know, the PWG, all mm-hmm. these different shows, basically because he's been around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So basically we're going to have to set ourselves
up. It's bullshit because I've been around.
Yeah, we've been around.
Matt's been around.
You and me together have 45.
Macho Man came to your house in a limo.
I know, right?
45 years of wrestling knowledge. What the hell? I was at WrestleMania 12.
Yeah, I was at WrestleMania 30.
I've met Bret Hart.
You know, we've met wrestlers. We smoked weed with Larry Zbyszko.
Larry Zbyszko, living legend.
We've drank with wrestlers. We've partied.
Rob Van Dam liked my Cottonmouth King shirt that I was wearing at the time.
He loved it. Yeah, he was all about it.
Yeah, he was all about it.
And so...
You gave ODB a beer for a picture.
Yep, we gave OD a beer for a picture, and it worked.
You know? So,
you know, that's really what it comes down to is... I guess we're just going to have to set ourselves up, Matt, and make ourselves known. But we're going to do it with integrity.
Damn right
with
we are.
Three eyes. Like, what are Kringle's three eyes?
Intensity... Integrity
and
intelligence.
And that's how we're going to do it. And so what do you think of this new changing segments now? What do you think of the whole return of Seth Rollins and how it's working in with Roman Reigns? And, you know, I have my theories, but I want to hear your theories first.
Yeah, and I think we might differ in opinions here. I really don't like what they're kind of doing. I mean, I understand that Seth Rollins, you know, wanted to kind of rebuild, redesign that whole thing, which I think is cool.
And I like the new shirt. I'm going
to
get
the new
shirt.
Yeah, I do like the new shirt, yeah. No, which I thought was a great thing to do. So I was thinking, okay, boom, he came back. He was cheered out the building.
Oh, yeah, Pop was crazy.
Pop was crazy on Raw. Why not take that and run with it? Merchandise sales, pay-per-view sales, network subscriptions. People want to see this guy and they want to cheer for him. They do. The guy is sick. He puts on.
He's great in the ring.
Yeah, he's great in the ring. He's great on the mic. He's one of those people that, you know, you kind of want to cheer sometimes. He's kind of like old school Shawn Michaels. You know, he had his heel run, but now it's time for him to go baby.
Great example.
And then, you know, maybe bring him, you know, heel again later because he can play either or. But I think at this time, this was a really huge missed opportunity to really pull that trigger and make Roman Reigns heel. Because you really could have had Seth Rollins come out, gave his whole speech. You know, people were just saying, you know, cheering for him. Roman Reigns comes out, boom, attacks him from behind. You know what I mean?
No, and great scenario.
That's,
you know?
That's a great way you could have turned Roman heel. And people really want to boo Roman.
They do. They don't. The crowd in general. And I think the reason why they don't like Roman Reigns is because I think how WWE is using the term new era is I think that the wrestling fans in general have been living in this new era for a while in the sense that the fans aren't told who to like and cheer anymore. It used to be when WWE and wrestling products would promote themselves, they would present it in a way to where even if you were like, let's say you were like a first time watcher, casual fan, you would watch and you would know who to cheer and who to boo. And it was very cut and dry. You know, nobody was cheering for the $1 Million Man, Ted DiBiase, when he was around. I hated that dude. And so it was very cut and dry. Now wrestling's kind of evolved to the point where we understand that it's not, you know, I don't want to use the word fake or real, but we understand that it's scripted and we understand that these are characters. So really what it comes down to now in the evolution of pro wrestling is it's some people like one character, some people like the other character.
See, I'm going to look at it, see, it's like that now with indie fans and, you know, smart wrestling fans, but really it's still kind of the heel babyface for the casual fan. I'll give you an example. My roommate watches Raw with me. You know, he'll watch Raw every now and then. Like, he told me he watched it the other night because he had nothing else to watch. So he's not someone who watches it. He's just someone – but he likes all the baby faces and he hates all the heels.
Okay.
But he's a casual fan, so he doesn't really know the back end like I do,
yeah,
like you do. So he can't stand Kevin Owens. He hates Kevin Owens.
Oh,
just
okay.
Just the thing that he plays. He likes Roman Reigns.
Oh, wow.
Likes John Cena.
Okay.
And this is some big tatted up dude. You know, so – he likes, you know, he kind of likes Dean Ambrose. You know, he likes the faces.
So he likes the faces, hates the heels. He's going on the cut and dry.
Kind of the cut and dry, you know? Like, he was pissed off when AJ turned heel and they attacked John Cena. He's like, what the hell is this Memorial Day? Like, I was excited to see John Cena back.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
So it's like, for that casual fan.
Meanwhile, I was loving every second of it. Yeah. You know, I was loving every second of the beatdown. I know you yourself said you didn't like the beatdown as well when we were talking before the show.
Yeah, true. And I really didn't. I didn't think that, I feel like there's not really any really good, strong baby faces right now. I mean, who's really over right now? Over. Like, that crowd is going to go nuts when their music hits babyface right now.
As far as a baby face, and you're saying, like, not John Cena?
Not John Cena. Well, John Cena gets booed still. You know, he's still kind of that in the middle. But who's like gets like a rock pop or a stone cold pop? Because AJ Styles was getting huge pops.
He was, and I think he'll still continue to.
You know, he was getting huge pops. Dean Ambrose gets a semi-decent
Dean Ambrose gets some good pops.
You know, but no one really – when you have some people that can really like steal that, like Brock Lesnar gets huge pops.
Yeah.
You know, Seth Rollins gets huge pops, but then boom, you turn him heel. I feel like they have some really good people that are heel right now that could get amazing pops as baby faces. And I feel like you really need a stable, a good, solid – working baby face.
Yeah.
I feel they don't have that right now.
And unfortunately, they're desperately trying with Roman Reigns to do the whole make him the
work.
And this is what I was kind of what we were talking about off the show is that it seems that WWE's current way of thinking, and hopefully this may be their last attempt, but I think that they're attempting to make the fans cheer for Roman Reigns by hating Seth Rollins. And I think that they're going to do that by, like, if you were to just have Seth Rollins come back and cut standard heel promos, like, you suck, I hate this town, kind of like what Kevin Owens does, the crowd still cheers Kevin Owens. Even though he says this is a shit town, they still cheer for him. Because they know that he's playing a character, and they enjoy that character.
And he's actually very, very well spoken.
Yeah, and he's good in the ring and everything. So I think the same would have happened with Seth Rollins. And I think that WWE's way... whether it be correct or wrong or whatever, their way to steer that off into another course is to now make the fans hate Seth Rollins, even the smarks or the smart fans, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing though.
Making him do shitty promos, doing the silent promo.
Think about it like this though as well. If Seth Rollins did come out and cut a promo, just a basic promo, Roman Reigns can't talk.
No.
He would shit all over Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of have to force him not to talk just so Roman can talk.
Yeah, that you hit the nail right on the head because of the fact that Roman is so bad and they need to protect him so much.
His promo on Rob was so bad.
It's horrible.
It was so bad.
Horrible. And yet the fact that they like and you actually I agree with your point is that they could have switched the tables and you could have had a golden babyface new era guy in Seth Rollins. You know, they could have put the belt back on him. I honestly don't know if it's fully Vince and Triple H that's part of the whole Roman Reigns thing, but I honestly don't see it. And it kind of confuses me that they can do so many other things right and yet get that so wrong. You know what I mean?
It's so obvious that he needs to be a heel. Because honestly, if Roman Reigns was a heel, like you can tell he has trouble coming out with that whole baby face. It's like, dude, Roman Reigns should come out and tell me to shut the hell up and tell me I suck and that he's better than everyone.
Yeah, could you imagine him going out there being a cocky, like, you guys all suck, I'm 100 times better than you?
I'd probably get a Roman Reigns t-shirt if he did that, you know what I mean? Like, dude, come out and be all pissed off that I'm booing you.
Yeah.
Don't let me sit here and boo you and then be like, oh, I'm not a good guy, I'm not a bad guy, I'm the guy. Like, it's like, this isn't a good podcast, it's not a bad podcast,
it's the podcast.
Yeah, you know, it's stupid. It's just, it's not cool. It's just stop it.
Yeah, so, I mean, at least in my opinion, I kind of feel that this is going to be the last. I think Roman Reigns is going to be the champion, and I think they're going to push him up. But I think what will happen is that his merchandise sales don't do well. He's not doing well. Like, I mean, his matches are horrible. His promos are horrible. I think hopefully soon with the return of Seth Rollins, the brand split, which we're going to get into probably next, is the idea that, I mean, I was even thought of the whole idea that the brand split could be because, you know, it's one person's ideas versus another's.
All right, serious question, Ronnie. Who was better, Roman Reigns or the Renegade?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Right?
That's a really good question.
Same kind of physique. They both can't really talk. One end up, you know, failing his career for false hopes and, you know, committed suicide, unfortunately.
I'd have to say Roman Reigns, just because the Renegade was just a steroid freak that they just brought in thinking they could be a cheap, you know, replacement or a side gimmick of the Ultimate Warrior.
The fact that you had to think about that just shows they're not doing shit right with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, no, I mean,
because if I would have been like, who's better, the Renegade or John Cena? You'd have been like, John Cena, come on, bro, like, you're messing with me.
But actually,
actually sat back and actually thought about it for a second shows right there that they're not doing shit right with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, no, I'm tired. Same thing. It's like I feel that even though it's nowhere near on the same level, I kind of feel like that Nia Jax in NXT is going to get the same treatment. They're going to push her all because she's The Rock's cousin or niece or whatever the fuck. Like,
is she?
Yeah, she's related to The Rock. Yeah.
I'll be honest, like, I don't like those big, like Awesome Kamala's kind of cool, but it's just, like, they're just so massive over, like, the normal girl talent.
Yeah.
It's just, it's almost, it's hard to believe that.
It's unrealistic.
You know, that someone could really, you know, beat them.
Yeah, then another a small, like, 5'5" woman, you know, like, who's that broad that they're bringing up?
Like, Alexa
Bliss. Like, imagine Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax.
Well, they had Bayley beat Nia Jax.
Yeah.
You know? Isn't the NXT paper thing on the night? The Takeover? Isn't it tonight?
I know there's the show tonight. Honestly,
I really haven't been keeping up on NXT. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, if there's a takeover tonight, then they've done a horrible job promoting it. That's all I can say.
Let's see. I'm googling it right now.
I know obviously the NXT. I saw a preview for their show tonight, but if it's a takeover, then like I said, they've done a horrible job.
It's next Wednesday. Wait, hold on. Don't miss NXT Takeover next Wednesday, June 8th.
Okay. June 8th. To be honest, I didn't even know that there was that was an NXT. They, like I said, their promotion for NXT, and we had this, we're gonna get into that. Let's talk about it right now. Their promotion for NXT has gone, in my opinion, gone down. And for some reason, it kind of seems like for a minute that Triple H was really given like a golden ball with NXT, and that he was really doing something with it, and that he was really creating a monster with NXT. And I kind of feel like that the brakes are kind of being put on him a little bit.
Yeah, well, they took a lot of the talent. Because here's – I mean, yes, some of the talent should have gone up to the main roster. But they honestly should have kept NXT its own thing and kept
yeah.
some people there. I mean, honestly, though, next Wednesday isn't a bad card. I mean, yeah, you got Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor for the fourth time.
Okay.
Which will still be a good match. You got Asuka versus Nia Jax.
Okay.
Which, you know, we'll see what Asuka happens.
Asuka's going to embarrass the shit out of her.
This will be a good match. American Alpha and The Revival.
Again,
rematch.
Okay.
This will be a great, great match.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura
mm-hmm.
versus Austin Aries.
Ooh, that's going to be insane.
That's going to be a great match. You know, so the card's not looking too bad.
Yeah, the card's sick, but they, you know, like I said, I haven't kept up as I should, but it just seems like NXT had a stronger presence, you know, a year or two ago than what it does now.
Yeah, like last summer, like they had the NXT Brooklyn. Like NXT was huge.
Yeah,
and it's just I think it's too because they've taken a lot of that talent and kind of brought it to the main roster.
Yeah,
you know, with like people like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Well, Kevin Owens should be on the main roster for sure.
Yeah,
but you know they've taken Enzo and Cass. I don't think Enzo and Cass were quite ready to go to the main roster. Like
maybe could have waited a little longer.
Yeah, I'd say like another year. Like yeah. kept them maybe 6 months.
They could have done like a good program with The Revival or even
yeah.
American Alpha.
You know, I feel like they're still kind of coming into their own. I don't really kind of like what's going on right now with them and the Dudleys.
Yeah, we were talking. Matt's not a real fan of that. I think that it's their way of it's that's an old school. It's pretty much like management thinks
they're jobbing out the Dudleys so bad.
They
though.
Are.
It's like it's honestly it's almost unrealistic. Because yeah. Enzo's so damn small, and Bubba and Devon are so damn big.
It's kind of like how they had, you know how they had AJ face Jericho at WrestleMania, but then for some reason they had Jericho win? It's because that Vince and them and that old schoolman, they think that they need to put these, like, they think, the management thinks that they need to put Enzo and Cass with the Dudley boys to get them over. They don't realize that Enzo and Cass are over on their own.
Well, it's not even that. It's how they're doing it. They're beating the Dudleys in, like, 3 minutes, five minutes. Like, they're not even having sick matches.
Exactly.
They're not even, like, trying to one-up each other.
Can the Dudleys even put on sick matches?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's ask ourselves that.
They're not giving them a chance.
Well,
they haven't given them one chance.
I'm just throwing it out there that maybe they haven't given them the chance because maybe they can't do it anymore. Maybe they can't cut it.
I mean, I don't know if you were keeping up with Bubba Ray when he was in TNA as Bully Ray, but he had some pretty sick matches with AJ Styles, Kurt Angle.
How many years ago was that now?
Like, 2-3
AJ Styles wasn't in TNA three years ago.
3 years ago, yeah, it was.
He wasn't.
When did we go to San Diego for the Bound for Glory?
In 2008, 2009.
No, that wasn't 6 years ago.
He's been wrestling in Japan since 2014, or he started wrestling in Japan in 2014, and he had left TNA before that. I think he left TNA in like 2012. I think.
No.
2013.
No, I think it was.
He was in Japan in 2014, and he'd already been out.
It was
of TNA.
In 2013. Is when we went.
Is when we went?
Yes, I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to pull up the card just to verify, because it was when Bully Ray fought AJ Styles, right?
I don't remember.
You remember the main event? I do. Yeah, it was 2013, so 3 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, the Dudley, Bubba Ray is actually in very, very good shape right now. Like, very good shape.
I mean, these are just speculation, man. Like I said, if he could do it, they'd give him the chance.
That's not true. When there's a lot of people that could do it that WWE doesn't give the chance to.
Like who?
Look at freaking Drew Galloway. He was sick. They didn't give him a chance. Cody Rhodes, who just
Cody Rhodes would have never made it.
He would have, though. They didn't give him the chance. Cody Rhodes kept saying he wanted to change his character. You know, they wouldn't even let him. They wouldn't hear it.
Any guy with a lisp ain't going to make it in wrestling. You have to talk too much, and nobody's going to take you seriously if I'm going to come kick your ass, okay? I'm going to come beat your ass, okay? Nobody's going to take – only Mike Tyson can get away with that because he was just a mean monster. But when you got some small dude like Cody Rhodes going to come up and going to beat your ass,
Dusty Rhodes nobody's going to want
to – and he didn't do shit in WWE.
He was the freaking American Dream.
And they turned him into a joke.
He's beat Macho Man.
That doesn't mean anything. A bunch of people, Ultimate Warrior beat Macho Man. A bunch of people beat Macho Man. Macho Man had no problem putting people over. Macho Man had no problem putting people over, letting people beat him.
Dusty Rhodes
got turned into a joke. That's why they put him in polka dots.
They put him in polka dots, but he still had a nice run in WWE.
If you guys don't know that, if you get stripes, what is it, pinstripes or polka dots, it means that they want you to fail. That's like a wrestling sign that they want you. That's a WWE sign that they want you to fail. That's like a curse.
He didn't fail.
Quote unquote. In WWE, yes, he did.
No.
What titles did he hold?
A lot of wrestlers didn't hold titles in that time, though. Roddy, what title did Roddy Piper held?
Do not even don't compare Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper.
Why? You don't think that they're in the same league? Because you know they are.
I think Dusty Rhodes gets a lot of from the WCW crowds and gets a lot of that. But as far as a promoter, a lot of his ideas were stupid. As far as a wrestler, he was good, but he had his heyday in the early 80s with a couple matches with Ric Flair. Other than that,
his heyday was before Ric Flair.
With who?
Dude, he was part of the tag team with, I can't even think of his name right now, Dirty Dick Murdoch.
Dick Murdoch.
They were tag team champions
cool.
all over.
Yeah. But
and then
he
had a huge run as a singles wrestler.
Who else?
What do you mean? He had matches
He had Starrcade 83, Starrcade 84, and then what other huge matches did he have as a singles wrestler?
He had a match, I think, with Harley Race.
Okay.
Like, no, that was the 80s, though. That was early
That's what 80s. I said. I said, if you would have listened, I said he had his heyday in the early 80s, and he had a few matches with Ric Flair, and then that was about it. By the time he got to WWE, he was a joke, and he wasn't doing anything. And when he came into WWE, he was in WWE for what, maybe 2 years? A year, maybe?
Like,
2 years?
Like, just like Ric Flair, right?
You know? And he didn't. And Ric Flair won the championship. In that time,
I'm dumbfounded right now.
Yeah, because it's true. Ric Flair was in there for 2 years, but Ric Flair was, or I'm sorry, for a year maybe even. And Ric Flair was such a legend that they put the belt on him while he was in there because they knew and they were going to set up Ric Flair versus Hulk Hogan, but it never happened. If Dusty was such a legend, they wouldn't have stuck him with polka dots and they would have given him a legitimate title run. He didn't even get an Intercontinental title run. He didn't even come close to the WWE title. They put him with that black broad, and they had him running around like a Ebonics talking white dude.
I mean, to be real though, I mean when Dusty Rhodes was there, I mean it was still all Hulk Hogan, so it wasn't like the belt was going anywhere.
Yeah, see, Dusty Rhodes, and I'm not taking away from Dusty Rhodes and what he's done for the business and what he did for WCW, but. When you see a lot of the dumb storylines in WCW, those were directly from Dusty Rhodes. Like, the Shockmaster is 110% Dusty Rhodes.
Well, yeah, I mean...
That was his idea.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about Dusty Rhodes as a wrestler.
Yeah, and as a wrestler, he had his heyday in the early 80s. He wrestled some good matches with Ric Flair. Maybe, yeah, he wrestled... who did you just mention?
Harley Race.
And a couple other guys, yeah.
I think he even wrestled freaking Superstar Billy Graham.
I'm sure he did, you
he
know.
Some good matches.
Yeah. And I'm not... All I'm saying is that he's not... by the time when he came into WWE, they had made him a joke. He was not anywhere close to a
he still ran with it. We're spending too much time on Dusty Rhodes, aren't
we? We are.
You know what we need to talk about? Is the split of the brands.
The brand split?
Yeah, we need to get into that.
Right, let's get into that. So what do you think of the brand split?
I think it's a really good idea.
Okay.
I think it's time for a big change,
okay.
You know, which is cool. I remember I was a little apprehensive to it when they first did it a few, you know, years ago. At the time, I didn't really think it was the right time, but I didn't mind it, though, because, I mean, it's smart business. Because now I'm going to have to watch both shows. Like, really, like, half time I don't really watch SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch SmackDown, like, twice a month.
Yeah, because pretty much, it's just a recap show, pretty much.
And it's, you know, it's recorded, so, I mean, if I can go see what happened, because nothing good ever happened on SmackDown. I mean, yeah. no titles ever change hands.
Yeah, no.
Like that. But this will be cool, though, because if SmackDown's live, you could see cool stuff. So, like, you can now you can take that U.S. title, make that exclusive for SmackDown again. I don't know how they would do the women's title. Maybe the women can still wrestle. I don't know how they're going to do that.
I think what I've been hearing is that the women are going to be on both shows.
Okay. Which I think will be good, too, because then you can showcase more of them.
Yeah, because they don't have enough women to do a – because then I was just thinking they just introduced the women's championship, and then what, you're going to split off and make two women's championships? That's stupid.
Well, on the this thing paper that Ronnie was so nice to provide me with, this tentative roster, I'm seeing that certain, you know, girls are on different shows. Who's No Way Jose, by the way?
He's like some new guy that came out at NXT. This is a tentative, like I said, tentative idea, and this is just – filling spots, because if you notice, there's a lot of NXT names on here that they would have to bring in.
Yeah, question for that, by the way. So what's going to happen to NXT after the brand split?
That's what I'm saying, is that they would have to see if you look at WWE's roster. And I did this one day, and I was going to do it for an experiment on the show, but it actually kind of backfired. Is I was going to pull up WWE's roster, and I was going to show how many of the wrestlers that they're not using, and then the few crap wrestlers that they do show.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when you actually look at WWE's active roster, you'll see that they actually use most of their talent on Raw, a huge amount of it, basically the talent you'd want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like with me personally right now, I understand why they're going to do a brand split. I don't necessarily, I'll be honest, I didn't like the brand split at all last time they did it. I was probably one of the only people, I didn't watch wrestling at all at that time. I quit watching it because I felt that it made it stupid. It watered it down. It watered down the titles for sure. They still haven't been able to recoup what that brand split, the original brand split, did. It made the titles meaningless, and since then they haven't been able to put meaning back to the titles.
I stopped watching wrestling around that time too, but I don't think it was because of what they were doing. I think that you and I were just doing other things. Priority over wrestling.
But what started kind of the thing is that during that brand split period, the original one, you actually had two completely different sets of teams. So you had one separate team running Raw, and then you had another team headed by Paul Heyman running SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why SmackDown was always a better show than Raw, because Paul Heyman was running it.
Yeah.
Now on this brand split, that's one question that they haven't answered. Are they going to have two separate writing teams? Because I'm sorry, if you're going to have the same writing team writing two different quote-unquote shows, it's going to bleed into the same show.
Here's what I've kind of heard on various podcasts and different things that I've listened to, and I don't know if these are true statements. But what I'm kind of hearing is that Triple H might kind of take the reign on the SmackDown and turn it more into like a wrestling show, kind of like what he did with the NXT.
Okay.
Where then all like the main pop people are going to be like on Raw, you know, like Roman Reigns and, you know, John Cena and those bigger draws, where SmackDown's going to have like the wrestlers like Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, you know, like
that would be a good idea if they did that. I think it's going to be more of a Shane versus Stephanie thing, where Shane will be in charge of SmackDown while Stephanie's in charge of Raw.
But here, let's talk about this. Let's look at Raw's roster right now. Let's name off some people here.
Are you talking about this tentative roster?
This tentative roster.
This is a tentative roster. This isn't confirmed.
Yeah, this is not confirmed. But let's think about this. Let's see. Seth Rollins. Okay, here we go. Why don't I go through these people and you tell me Raw or SmackDown?
Well,
I'll
mean, that's
my opinion.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because that's going to be kind of confusing because we don't have.
Okay, well, here, let's start with the Raw roster. And let's go through these people and just kind of see how they're kind of. And we obviously don't know if this is confirmed yet, but Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, Sami Zayn, Cesaro. So those are wrestlers. Those are people that are very wrestler focused, but those are also people that are also, you know, good on the mic, that are kind of, you know, could be a very big draw for Raw. Enzo and Cass, they're trying to push them, so they're going to put them on Raw. Dean Ambrose, you know, obviously John Cena, Paige, Alberto Del Rio, Neville, Jericho, Dudley Boys. So it's a nice little mix here, the Shining Stars. Who's the Shining Stars?
Those Puerto Rican dudes.
Oh, yeah. The
Epico and Primo.
Zack Ryder.
They're gonna get lost real fast.
Is Naomi here? Is Naomi still out?
She's out with an injury.
Oh, who could just got fired? Oh, that was Cameron. Thank God.
Yeah, seriously.
Sin Cara. I'm really not a big fan of Sin Cara.
It's kind
of
boring.
Yeah. I just hate his mask.
To be honest, I mean, looking at these tentative rosters, I don't. I mean, I honestly don't know if it'd be if the like. Here's my thing about the brand split. I don't think that they have enough strong enough people to really do a brand split. Because I mean, before you figure when they did the brand split, you just had a huge influx of all of WCW's roster, ECW's roster, and WWE's roster.
True.
So you had a lot of guys to work with. Basically, what you have now, you know what I mean? Because I'm looking at some of these guys and like, you're gonna have to break up feuds. And you can't have a draft because then you would have to throw in the idea of breaking up certain tag teams, and they're in the middle of rebuilding the tag team division. Unless you just admitted True. That the draft wasn't, you know what I mean? Unless you drafted tag teams and not individual people. The other thing that makes the question is, the women, like you said, what are the women going to do? Are they going to split the titles up? What are they going to do with the tag team titles?
And I'm looking right now at the SmackDown roster, and obviously this is, again, tentative. And it's, yeah, there's some,
it's
like...
light.
It's
not heavy, man.
Yeah, there's, I mean...
Like, do you think that's what I'm saying. So if they split their current roster up, and they split it up into two shows, do they have the depth of a roster to hold two separate shows right now? I don't think they do.
See, because SmackDown's going to be really a big mix of like NXT and kind of some of the older people and people that are kind of jobbers.
And that's if they use this setup that we have.
Yeah.
Let's do this experiment now. You remove all the NXT guys out of these both Raw and SmackDown. Then who are you left with?
And honestly, I think this list could be wrong. I'll tell you why. Because I'm seeing wrestlers on here that are already fired. I don't know how when the Jack Swagger's gone. He's not even here.
No, that was that turned out that Jack Swagger wasn't fired.
Well, no, but he's gone though, isn't he?
No.
Jack Swagger's not done with
that. No, he's still in. That was he had posted something saying there was a misleading tweet that they thought he was fired, but then it came out that he wasn't.
I thought he was gone.
No. Okay. He was not in any of the releases.
Okay. Let's see. Kane, Mark Henry, old.
Like Kane's leaving. Kane's going to go run for mayor.
I heard that.
Of the city, so Kane's not going to be around. Mark Henry's leaving this year.
Yeah, I'm surprised Mark Henry's not retired yet.
But yeah, then you'd be bringing in all these. So then, like I said, so let's remove those guys and let's remove the NXT. Realistically, other than that, I'm sorry, they don't have the talent for two separate shows, so I don't understand why. And the other thing that I found that's really weird, and I could be wrong about this, is that when I was listening to the show, they were only specifically saying that SmackDown was going to have a unique roster. They weren't saying that both shows were going to offer unique rosters. They were specifically saying that SmackDown will have a unique roster, which kind of threw me off. That could have just been bad wording on their part.
I think what it means is because SmackDown's going to have a lot of the NXT people.
Yeah, but then, like you said, and we had this conversation off air, that now with NXT not being able to create a lot of new stars and having to pick from the indies, what's going to happen to NXT? So basically, these are my main questions. What's going to happen to NXT?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen with the women's championship? What's going to happen with the tag team titles? And what's going to happen with the world heavyweight title?
Well, I'm thinking...
And if they make bad moves on those three things, that could ruin this whole thing.
Well, here's, I think, what they could do with NXT. Yes, they're going to put a lot of these people. So, I mean, yes, SmackDown could become more of a wrestling show, and it's going to be live, which I think could be really sick.
Okay.
I think that could definitely be sick. I could see SmackDown being a good show if kind of taking the reins by Triple H. As far as what's NXT going to do, again, they can kind of do what they've been doing. I personally feel that WWE does a really good job of picking people from the indies.
Yeah.
I think that's how they should do it. That's how they when they try to build people from nothing, it doesn't really always work out. A few instances, I mean, yeah, Bray Wyatt, you know, Roman Reigns, just because they kind of threw everything on him. But if you look at all the other big stars, they all came from the indies.
You also have to figure WWE in itself, since Vince McMahon Jr. has taken over, they really have been in the business of creating stars. They've always been able to take someone that was nothing on the indies, and they were able to create them into a new star. But even now, they're having trouble doing that.
See, I feel that what they've always done, though, is taking people that were good on the indies, had a decent name on the indies, and then brought them in.
In a sense, yeah.
I feel that there's really not too many instances of where WWE's really just created one person from, like, the ground up. If you think about it, everyone else already kind of had a name somewhere. If you think about it, I mean, Hogan had a name in AWA. Austin had a name in WCW. The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock came in, but he third generation star, so it's a one off. Okay. But Mr. Perfect had a name somewhere else.
AWA.
Bret Hart, a little different because they were from like Stampede, but they had a big name in Canada.
Yeah.
The British Bulldogs, big name in England. I mean, if you look at all their big stars, that's how WWE got big. Is what they did is they went and found all the best wrestlers from around the world.
But then they were able to create them into a star. So like they took Mean Mark Calloway and they made him The Undertaker. And that became a solid. They took Stunning Steve Austin, they made Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. They took, like you said, The Rock or whoever, these other people. So let's say they raid the indies and they pull the indies into NXT, or let's say they do another raid. They also have that cruiserweight show coming up, which I heard them talking about that. Now they're not really mentioning it. I don't know, man. This brand split to me, I'll be honest, I'm very nervous about it. I'm excited with the idea of change, but this could go really bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see.
Because then what are you going to have for pay per views? Are you going to go back to having Raw pay per views and SmackDown pay per views? And
you can do that, or I mean, there could also be pay per views where some of the SmackDown people will fight some of the Raw people.
I mean, because let's be honest, by the time the last brand split ended, we were all begging for it to be done.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just personally don't think that WWE has the depth to really be doing this right now.
I mean,
they can make SmackDown live and better. Like, I don't know. Just give the show to me and Matt.
Right.
Just give it to me and Matt and give it to people who really love wrestling and they can write a fucking wrestling show. Stop. Yeah. The fact that Cody Rhodes had to pitch to writers that he wanted to drop the Stardust character, and the writers wouldn't let him drop the character, and he had to leave WWE, that says something to me, man.
Here's what I think would honestly be the better idea. Here's, and I think that this would work. What if they did a brand split, but they made both shows just 2 hours?
Okay. That still doesn't answer the questions of all the titles and things.
It doesn't. But I think kind of what's happening now is – Here's kind of what's happening right now with just wrestling in general and the way they kind of shoot the shows. It's so camera angle, and it's distracting.
Yeah.
And then it's like you got to set aside 3 hours for Raw every
See,
Monday.
See, I'm not even going to let you go down that road. That's an indie thing. Raw should be 3 fucking hours long every fucking Monday. It's not too much wrestling.
It is.
You can get away with it. Then put the mic down and bring somebody else in here that likes wrestling, please.
No, please.
Because if anyone can watch 3 hours of hockey and 3 hours of basketball and 3 hours of football and 3 hours of baseball, then we can have wrestling for and 3 hours of UFC. We can have wrestling for 3 hours.
But here's what I'm saying, though.
These guys are not
– Here's what,
you're letting the writers off the hook.
Let me retort, okay, and this will now make sense to you. Because Raw is 3 hours, they have so much time to fill. Correct or non-correct?
So much time to fill, yes. Are they doing it efficiently? No.
Exactly.
Could they do it a lot better?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So the segs they have, they'll have segments.
They weren't filling 2 hours efficiently.
Yes, they were. They had segments, or let's say they'll have matches that should maybe be 12 minutes long, that or 10 minutes long, that run 15, 17 minutes, and it kind of loses your attention. They'll have segments.
I don't remember the last time Raw had a 20-minute match. Their matches are maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
There's a lot of like segments that kind of just go over what they need to go over, and just I feel like if they're a little bit more time constrained, that it would come off a lot better, and it's a lot of wrestling. I mean, there's sometimes like I record it and I'll forward fast through it.
Can I get a wrestling fan in here to be my co-host, please? I need a wrestling fan in here. You're telling me that we need less wrestling?
No, what I'm saying is that Raw should be 2 hours. It's too much.
You can go sit with the wrestling sites, man.
I mean, they can.
You can go sit on Reddit with those.
I mean, this is just my opinion, bro. And I think that they could still have like a special 3 hour show every now and then, maybe once a month. But I just think 3 hours every Monday, and then there's just I just think that they mismanage the time, and I think it would help them.
Yeah, mismanaging the time is one thing, but being able to having the roster that they have and the time that they could, like, no problem. Like, I've seen fans online write fan scripts for Raw that have no problem. Like, they have so much talent and so many. Like, okay, so you figure you got 3 hours. You got 3 hours. You got 60 minutes in an hour. You figure a match is what, 10 minutes? You figure, 10 minutes. You have 6 matches an hour. So you figure 18 matches, and that's without segments, and that's without talking, that's without anything. So you're telling – I don't know, man. There's having 3 hours of Raw And then I don't know if they're going to have 3 hours of SmackDown. Or maybe they could go back and do 2 hours of each show with this brand split. But that's something that I've seen echoed online. I don't buy it. I don't even think that you would buy it if you really thought about it.
To be honest, I didn't come up with this opinion from reading it online.
You had to have.
No. Dude, when do I have time? I don't have a computer. I don't have internet. I mean, yes, I have my phone. I really don't go online and look up a lot of wrestling stuff anymore. I really don't.
I don't know, man.
I'm at work all day. Like, this is just stuff I formulate on my own.
Okay. Because that seems to be the what other people echo online is all I'm saying.
So maybe they all think like me. Maybe they all have great minds like me.
Well, I mean, I don't know about all that. So
great minds think alike.
So you're going to take 2 hours of Raw. So you're going to cut an hour off Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So they already mismanaged their people. You're going to cut an hour off, rush the show. So you could rush in, fill all that time. So now you got time for less matches. So let's say, so look at Raw now and how Raw's played out. They played out pretty well. I don't see how it seems like there's too much. Because if you didn't have that 3 hours, think of all those people they wouldn't be able to show. They wouldn't be able to showcase.
Which sometimes is better because then you don't see the same people every week. And you look forward like, oh shit, I didn't get to see that person last week.
What's wrong with seeing the same person every week?
It's just, I think we just look at wrestling. Like, I want to be like intrigued. Like, I want to like want to see someone. Like, when Seth Rollins came back, I'm like, oh shit, Seth Rollins. But it's like, and if he's not there for a week, I'm like, oh dude, Seth Rollins is going to be here next week. You know what I mean? Like, that's how they used to do back in the day.
No.
Yes?
No.
Oh, they're totally.
The wrestlers were there every week.
There were times where wrestlers wouldn't be there. And then they'd be
yeah,
like,
when
oh,
they get hurt.
No, there were instances. There were certain Raws that Stone Cold wasn't on. He was on most of the time, but there were times that he wasn't on for a week here and there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I think we just have a different opinion on that.
Well, because I guess you just need to back it. Like if you're gonna
I just
if you're
backed
gonna,
it.
But just saying this, well, because Stone Cold wasn't on Raw 1 week,
what
it doesn't solidify the argument.
No, but the argument is that they're not efficient with their time.
You're
and
saying
with
that
the,
they
the
shouldn't
talent.
Have. But what I'm saying is like, so if you don't show people every week, what I don't understand is how are people supposed to get
what
invested
saying,
in a character they don't see every week?
Is that my attention span is so damn short, as well as 90% of people these days.
No. Don't put 90% of people. That's such a high number, man.
Dude, everyone is so go.
If 90%
of
the people had the attention span that you're describing right now, no television show, nothing would be watched.
Why does Raw's last hour usually the lowest then?
Because it's on late at night. It goes from 8 to 11 o'clock at night.
So why not just have it from 8 to 10?
Again, like you said, that goes back to your 2 hour argument.
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't back your argument.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Because then they're going to have better ratings. Because
if I had a 2 hour show from 10 to 12.
What do you mean?
It's still a 2 hour show.
What does that even mean?
You're not following along. You said, why is the last hour? Okay, Raw's on from 8 to 11.
No, well, yeah, but think about it like this. So people after 2 hours.
Let me finish.
Or just like.
You
I'm
said
done.
Raw's from 8 to 11.
Yep.
You said, why is the last hour of Raw so. The least watched. I said because it's late at night. It's late at night. I said so let's have Raw from 10 to 12. It would be a 2 hour show. If that's not that, so you're saying you would have, if you had just a 2 hour Raw from 10 to 12, you would have more people watch. You wouldn't have the people dropping off is what you're saying.
Well, no, because I mean, yes, it's still late at night, but no, I think an 8 to 10 time slot, 2 hours is great.
I think they should do from like 7 to 10.
7 to 10?
Yeah. You know, something like that. Do like a 3 hour. I think you're not going to talk me out of a 3 hour show.
All right.
You know, there's no reason why it shouldn't be 3 hours.
I mean,
you know.
I think we're just going to have to, you know, rest on that differing of opinion there.
No, I mean, we only got, a few more minutes.
What else do we want to talk about?
Well, no, because I want to know why should Raw.
You want to keep going on this
be,
or what?
Because I want to know what.
I told you why.
Give me three top reasons why Raw should be 2 hours.
Three top reasons. People have shorter attention spans.
Don't use people. That's straw man argument because you can't prove. I'm talking about you. You can't prove what other people are thinking.
Why don't we do a poll? Why don't we put
okay.
a poll online?
Let's do it.
Let's do this. Let's
and I know that what's going to happen because you're going to win the poll. And
obviously.
This is what I because this is what I said. Because the Smarks are talking about wanting a 2 hour Raw. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're being so strongly about a 2 hour. It's the same shit I see on Reddit. The same thing that they say on Reddit.
I don't even have a Reddit.
This is the same
I've
thing.
I've never even been on Reddit in my life. Ever. Not one time in my entire life I've ever been on Reddit. I just recently got a Twitter. I have a Facebook. And that's it. And a Snapchat.
Okay. Because you seem to be able to echo exactly word for word what some people say online sometimes.
Okay.
So that's
so I have so people
amazing
have
ability. That's an amazing – word for word, Matt.
Word for
I
word.
I said, yes. Word
so,
for
so
word.
You're okay. Hold on. Back up real quick. So you're telling me right now that you're seeing all this shit online of people saying exactly what I'm saying.
No, I'm seeing two sides. Yeah.
Okay. People that are all saying exactly what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're all these people that are not agreeing with me then.
What do you mean not agreeing?
Well, because you're sitting here saying that no, you're not going to talk me out of this, not that, but you have these mass amounts of people online that are saying the same exact shit as me that agree with what I'm saying. So obviously they want that change too. So maybe WWE should take a look at what people are saying and do that.
These are the same people cheering for Roman Reigns. I mean,
oh yeah, because the smart marks are cheering for Roman Reigns, Ronnie.
Same people.
That makes no sense.
You just said you don't have a Reddit, but you're going to tell me what I'm reading?
I don't know, John. I don't
exactly.
Have
exactly. So I know what I'm reading. I know it's the same people. I'm not. That's why I said that some fans would agree with you because they don't like the idea of Raw being 3 hours. When it's brought up, when I see that brought up to them of why shouldn't Raw be 3 hours, they can't give a reason. It's more or less the fact of just if they're not that – basically, if you're not interested enough in a three-hour show, then either – you shouldn't be watching or find a reason to be interested in it.
No, I mean, I'm definitely interested and I'm always going to watch it. But I'll be honest, like, look, I just don't have enough damn time. You know what I mean? People are busy these days. I mean, their fan base is 18.
People have time for things that they want to have time for.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of wrestling every Monday.
People
it's
have time
hours.
For things that they want to have time for.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Half the time, if I record Raw and then I go back and watch it like on Tuesday, there's matches I'll forward faster.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But you're saying the reason why I'm keeping this argument going and the reason why I turned it into a little bit of an argument is because you're the only evidence that you have to back what you're saying is your own personal what you do. And instead of saying, well, this is what I do, you're saying, well, that's what everyone does. When you really have no evidence to say that that's what everyone does, because then you reiterated that by saying I don't have a Reddit, I don't read the internet stuff, I don't, you know what I mean? So if you're not reading this stuff, then how do you know that that's what everyone's doing and that's what everyone's thinking?
You just told me that's what everyone's saying.
No, I'm saying that there's a group of people that are wanting Raw to be three, they're wanting Raw to go back, but there's another group of people like me or that are coming around that are asking them why should Raw be 2 hours, and I've yet to see a good reason why you're going to take something
like
you like and shave it off.
Think about it like this. A lot of the wrestlers on Raw are people they don't really care about seeing.
Maybe that's your opinion.
Okay. Do you like seeing Tyler Breeze and Fandango
wrestle? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay. Do you like seeing Titus O'Neil?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like seeing, I don't know, let me just find a random person here. I don't know, Sin Cara. Yeah, or okay. Here's take this. You make Raw 2 hours. You take all those fillers, all those wrestlers that you don't give a fuck about seeing off, and then you take all the wrestlers that you want to see and you put them on. Then it's like you just see them. Because there's parts of Raw I don't give a fuck about. I'll be honest. Like if I see a Fandango match or like a fucking Sin Cara come out or some stupid Sheamus segment, I'm forward fasting through it because I don't give a shit about it.
Right, yeah, but you
know what I mean? So I would rather have them make 2 hours and take those wrestlers out, keep the dope wrestlers in, and there you go.
Okay. I mean, I'll take that as like a personal opinion for sure.
No, but that's my argument, though, is that they have so much time to fill that they have to put in people that nobody gives a fuck about and do segments that no one gives a fuck about. Like some of the – and I just feel like it's just so.
Well, here's a general idea of their roster, and let's see who. Okay, so you've got Roman Reigns is the champion, Miz is Intercontinental Champion, Charlotte's Women's Champion, New Day's Tag Champions, Rusev's U.S. Champion, Samoa Joe's the NXT. Well, let's not talk about NXT because that's not counting here. So your current list of superstars: you have Aiden English, AJ Styles, Alberto Del Rio. Let's see. I'm literally going to go through the whole thing.
Well, I just named a lot of them, too, on the roster.
Like Big Show. Big Show could be gone, but we have a three-hour show. We don't see Big Show generally, okay?
See, it's cool now when we see Big Show, you know, because we don't see him that much, you know?
You know, let's see who else. If you look at this roster, they're using all these people on a regular basis. Besides, like, Darren Young, he's getting ready to come back. David Otunga, they don't use. I think he's an announcer. Dolph Ziggler's been in this shithole, like not doing anything. Epico, Eric Rowan, Fandango, Ava Marie, Goldust is doing shit. Heath Slater, Jack Swagger, JBL.
Where the hell has Heath Slater been?
I don't know. I think, well, they're trying to figure out what to do with the Social Outcast since Adam Rose got fired.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I'm getting at is that if you really look at their roster, and because I did this too. I was saying the same thing. There's really not a lot of people on here. They make it seem like they have a bunch of people that they're not using or whatever, but they kind of use almost all these people on a regular basis.
I understand that. So why not?
If you cut, then you're going to get a lot of these people that aren't going to be.
That's fine, though. But why don't we take some of those wrestlers that we don't care as much about and then see them like every other week or every 2 weeks and just have them do like a random match or something
like
that?
That's like main event, superstars.
You know?
That's where those
and
guys.
Who watches that?
I don't know. I mean,
so why don't they just take all those wrestlers and put them on like main event and superstars, like Titus O'Neil and you know.
Well, that's why they have to go for like
Fox
a general
and,
like idea of who likes who and who wants what. That's why it's like, you know, we may not want to see these people, but then like you know 50,000 other people may want to. So then we're left like, oh whatever, screw it.
I'm right, you Ronnie. That's just the way it is.
Matt's always right.
I feel like I've given some pretty good arguments. So
look, recap them.
I'm not. I'm done arguing with this. Yeah. I'm over it.
That's it. When someone gives good arguments and they can't recap them.
I'll redo it again. I feel
because
like
you're arguing from a personal standpoint.
I feel like Raw is too long drawn out. I feel like some of the segments are too damn long. That should be a lot shorter. Like that Charlotte and Ric Flair segment. That shit went on way too long last Monday. You know, there's a lot of things that can be. Some of the matches can be done a little bit quicker. You know, there's a lot of matches that are fucking just terrible. They have just terrible matches, and they should be ended a lot quicker, you know? And if you put – you could still use most of these people in 2 hours straight up. And, I feel that it's a great idea with the whole SmackDown thing where you take a lot of these wrestlers, you make Raw 2 hours, and then, boom, you put a lot of these people on SmackDown. You make that brand split work. And, yeah, maybe I'm just – my attention span's just too short. I don't know. I personally just – I wouldn't mind to see Raw back in 2 hours. Now, I'm not demanding it. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, like move it back to 2 hours. I just think that would be a good thing for them though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like that they need – that. Well, I mean, that's
I mean,
a
why
different...
not make Raw 5 hours? Fuck it, right?
Well, no, because nothing is in general
4 hours.
Hours.
I want to do a four-hour Raw.
No TV shows are 4 hours.
So what?
Why go against the grain?
Football games are like 4 hours, right?
No, they're not. Like 3 hours.
Like 4 hours?
Like 3 hours.
Like the NBA game.
Three and a half.
Three and a half. Why don't we just make wrestling a good solid 4 hours with commercials?
Because that's not how it works. Like hockey games, baseball games, sport, they're all 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. Like they're all about 3 hours.
Baseball games are like 4 hours.
Yeah, depending.
So might as well make it 4 hours, compete with baseball, right?
Well, no, because Raw's never been 4 hours. How many TV shows do you watch for 4 hours?
I don't watch any.
Exactly. How many TV shows do you watch for 3 hours?
Only Raw.
You don't watch hockey?
Not as much. I mean, yeah, I'll watch hockey like if like on a weekend or something. Like I don't sit there
and
watch
do you forward,
the
do you record
game.
It and fast forward through it?
Sometimes, nah. Usually, I mean, I'll watch it live, but it's not like I won't.
So
like,
it's all about what it's what I my whole point I was trying to get at is I wasn't taking away your opinions. As what I was saying is that you were arguing from it, which is nothing wrong with that. It's your own personal opinions, but you were attaching your personal opinions to everyone else that watches wrestling. And that's the only reason why I was saying is that you can't.
This is all directly for me. This isn't for me going online and seeing all these people saying the same shit, though.
Okay, that's the only reason why is because I was saying that that's one of is I see from a lot of the – there's a certain group of people that are saying that they want Raw to be at 2 hours. But I think we're about done anyway.
Are we done? I want to talk about UFC.
All right. What do you got?
We got the UFC 199 pay-per-view this weekend. Michael Bisping – fighting Luke Rockhold, taking Bisping's taking Chris Weidman's spot because Weidman, I think he hurt his hand or something like that, or maybe something with his stomach. But Weidman's kind of known for getting injured.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who these people are.
You know who Chris Weidman is? Yeah. Chris Weidman is
nobody like, does.
No, he's the guy who ended Anderson Silva's.
No, nobody knows who he is. I don't know who he is. Nobody knows who he is.
He ended Anderson Silva's undefeated.
You're not
streak.
Getting my joke. I was saying because I don't know who he is. Nobody does. I was saying that's what you were doing.
No, we're done with that argument. That's
nobody
all.
Watches UFC.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. Not as much as you think they do.
A lot of people watch UFC. Do you want to talk about UFC, Ronnie?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, so we got Weidman and Rockhold.
Do you think more people watch UFC than wrestling?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Wrestling's in like 90 countries.
Yeah.
So wrestling's actually bigger than everything. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Wrestling is bigger than football. It's bigger than basketball. Everything. WWE is broadcasted in like 70 countries.
Yeah.
And like 40 different languages.
Definitely like worldwide.
Yeah. So, and then a fight that I'm really looking forward to is Dominick Cruz and Uriah Faber. It's their third fight.
Mm.
You know? Do you know who they are?
I know Uriah Faber.
Yeah. Dominick Cruz is a really, really good fighter. He's the – I think he's the least hit UFC fighter, like, ever.
No.
Meaning, like, people can't touch him. Like, he's kind of like Floyd Mayweather, if you think about it.
Oh, okay.
If I had to compare him to, like, a boxer, just because he's so elusive, you can't touch him.
Yeah.
You
know? Good form.
Yeah. Really good form.
They should make UFC fights an hour.
What? They get too damn tired.
No, I mean, like, the whole show.
Doesn't make any sense.
The whole event should be only an hour long, since most
are,
of the matches.
Are you still? Are we? Just, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not even going back to this argument. It's cool because I'm gonna do. You know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go do a bunch of research and I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna come up with all these different reasons why Raw should be 2 hours.
I love
and
it.
And I'm gonna fucking battle you next.
I love it. Matt's gonna do some research for the show. You know? That's awesome.
I know, because it normally doesn't happen. So I just come here and wing it because I'm that damn good. Imagine if I actually put some effort into it.
I know. Fuck. We'll see.
So, well, I think that about covers everything.
So we got any title fights for the UFC thing?
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, nobody watches it.
Who watches UFC? I mean,
I don't think anybody watches
it. It's an hour-long show, so who the fuck cares, right?
Should be.
Yeah, I know. There's actually two title fights. The Bantamweight is the Faber and Cruz fight, which is 135. And then the middleweight title, which is Rockhold and Bisping. So... And Ronnie actually watches UFC when there's big fights on.
I do.
So you can just sit there and shut up.
I do once in a while.
You should get
but
a
nobody
haircut.
Watches it.
You should get a haircut.
No.
Yeah. I just personally attacked him.
Yeah.
That's how frustrated Ronnie's.
Matt's losing.
I got 3 hours of sleep last night and I just have to sit here and argue with Ronnie.
Matt's losing. So what do you got? What else you got on UFC?
200's coming up.
What's the latest news on that?
Well, actually, there is some news there. I think they're still trying to do the Conor McGregor Nick Diaz thing. Dana White finally met with McGregor. They're not going to do it at 200. They're going for 202. And then Dana White then also went to Stockton to meet with Nate Diaz. The card right now for 200, I mean, it's still a decent card. I'm still probably going to buy it. John Jones and Daniel Cormier are going to main event it. Misha Tate, Amanda Nunes for the women's title. Jose Aldo versus Frankie Edgar, I think, for the interim title. And then there's some other people fighting on the card, like Sage Northcutt, who's like this little 19-year-old UFC prodigy kid or whatever, you know, you want to call him. And who else is fighting? I think Diego Sanchez is fighting on it. 200. 200 is still going to be pretty big.
Hell yeah. Katsugano. Are they going to do the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight?
I just don't see how they can do it.
I heard something about it moving forward. I don't know if that was true or not.
Yeah, no, I saw a lot of shit about it. I mean, yes, it would make a lot of money, but it's just like Conor McGregor.
He kind of has everything to lose.
Well, no, he was just in L.A. He was at the Wild Card Boxing. It's actually where one of my buddies that grew up in Agoura actually boxes. And he's getting coached by this guy named Freddie Roach, very, very famous boxing coach. And he was just saying how not up to par Conor McGregor's boxing is. Like, it would take him – he literally said it would take him 4 years of training for him to even close to having a fight with Floyd Mayweather.
That's what I was kind of saying. Like, Conor McGregor kind of has everything to lose in that situation. Because if he gets beat by Mayweather, it's just going to kind of make him – it's going to embarrass him.
I mean, yeah, it would. But, I mean, it really – he really doesn't have much to lose. Because, I mean, if anything, it's going to give him a bigger name to come back to the UFC and then bring more eyeballs to the UFC, you know, for boxing. Because think about it, you know – James Toney fought Randy Couture a few years ago, the boxer.
Mm-hmm.
James Toney went over there and got embarrassed. But think about this, though. Look at all the boxing fans that James Toney brought over, you know, to the UFC. I think that's kind of one thing that UFC is up and up, and boxing's kind of going out the door because boxing is really, really bad at promoting. It's, you know, worse than ever. They don't have any – you want to talk about not making new names and new fighters?
Yeah, they don't have anything.
Nothing.
They haven't had in years.
In years, you know, so – but there's still a lot of boxing fans that hate UFC.
Yeah.
So I think if you can somehow get some eyeballs, any way you can to bring some eyeballs from boxing fans over to UFC, you know.
There you go.
So.
And then, by the way, just some wrap-up. Goldberg was the guy in the hatch, obviously. We all know that. Did you see that? What do you think of that? The promo, how they set that up?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes is gone, but he's going to be wrestling Kurt Angle on August 27th. Tony Schiavone is working to be a barista at Starbucks.
What?
And Jimmy Snuka
found... Go back. Tony Schiavone's going to be a barista at Starbucks?
Yeah. He's working to be a barista at a Starbucks.
Working to be?
Yeah.
I thought you can just like get hired and then after a day or two of training, you're a barista.
No, no. I guess he's got to go through more.
Oh.
And then Jimmy Snuka was found incompetent to stand trial for that murder case.
Incompetent?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Incompetent?
Well, no, I know what that means, but I mean, what to stand trial is he's too dumb?
He has, like, Alzheimer's, I believe, and, like, some, like old people diseases, and he doesn't even, supposedly, like, he doesn't even remember, like, who he is half the time. So they were saying that they're going to put him on trial for that murder that Vince McMahon got him off of in the 80s by claiming he was just, like, a dumb Islander that didn't know any better. But, yeah, he's found too incompetent to stand trial, so I guess we'll see where that goes.
So if I ever murder somebody, I can just pretend like I don't know who I am.
I'm just pretend you're like a, uh-oh, Matt's going to kill me now. All right. Uh-oh. All right, show's over.
Yeah, no, but it was a good show. I had fun with it.
I thought it sucked.
Yeah.
It should only be an hour.
It is only an hour, dumbass.
Right? Duh, that's part of the joke. All right, guys, we're out. We're done.
All right, so...
Matt's going to talk us out.
I'm going to talk us out.
It's going to take 2 hours.
It's going to take 2 hours and 30 seconds. So, again, find us, escapethecageradio.com. Find us on Twitter, at escapethecage31. Email, escapethecageradio@gmail.com. YouTube, SoundCloud, Blog Talk Radio. I think I covered them all, but
yep.
I'm your host. Did I forget one?
Nope, you're set.
I'm set. We're also on Facebook, sort of, so
kind of. They don't like us too much.
Yeah, it's whatever. But yeah, this has been episode 14. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm your co-host, Mad Matt, for Rotten Ronnie, signing off.